your antidote to the predictable talk radio show. Kilmeade and Friends.
Every 2 seconds, a lawyer is filing another claim.
Let's make them pay.
That adds up to more than 15 million lawsuits filed in state courts every year. Not all of them legitimate. The system is largely due to the efforts of tort lawyers. Tort lawyers specialize in suing on the sole basis of injury.
What happened in America is that we created a legal structure that allowed lawyers to claim almost anything in any amount. And the idea was that society would be fairer if you allowed people to sue for anything.
But it has to become fairer. Joining us now, Brian Kelly, producer of the new documentary called Injustice. And Brian, it airs on the Reels Network, which is an up-and-coming entertainment network.
That's great.
And we're going to get that at 10 o'clock tonight?
10 p.m. tonight.
10 o'clock tonight.
Eastern time.
And I'm sure it'll re-air.
It repeats again for the West Coast.
Great. Brian, what happened in the 60s that changed our legal system?
Well, the connection with class action lawsuits dates back to the civil rights legislation that was passed in the 60s, and it was a simple component of that, which was opt-in, opt-out. Prior to the Civil Rights Act, class actions were – if you wanted to be part of a class action or something similar, a mass tort or a larger piece of litigation like that, you actually had to contact a lawyer and say, hey, I want to sue somebody. They changed that law to the fact that that a lawyer could actually represent you without your consent in the opt-out clause of that law.
Now, were the intentions pure?
It was – the idea was to bring – we interviewed some lawyers that were involved in that legislation, and the intent was very pure. It was to provide access to the court system to people that may – not typically either know or know how to contact a lawyer and take on a corporation that maybe have – or any entity that may have discriminated against them.
But what has the result been?
Well, the result that we have seen in making this film and you know, is just case after case after case where there's an opportunity to prosecute either fraudulent or baseless claims that, you know, on a massive, massive scale.
So is this have you know, on a massive scale? Are you talking about it affecting American life, the American economy?
Well, you know, if you look back at the asbestos cases that were, you know, prosecuted over the period of the last maybe 25 years.
Proven to be a cancer-causing agent used everywhere.
Horrible, horrible product. There's no doubt about it. But what they did is they sued a lot of companies, and you know, there was this chain reaction, and ended up suing companies that may or may not have had anything to do with the manufacture of asbestos. So a lot of companies were put out of business that may only have you know, loose connections to the companies that were manufacturing asbestos. And as a result, they created these massive, massive funds that were designed to help people that – because asbestos – or asbestosis was something that developed over many, many years. They created these massive funds where that if you were had been exposed to asbestos, you could tap into that fund or sue that fund at a later date and get compensation.
I want you to hear also another clip from the documentary, which talks about how this age of the lawsuit has affected our country.
The larger the class or number of people – the more pressure lawyers can put on a company to settle. They don't necessarily have to prove injury to a court. This financial model is the genesis of an American enterprise, a multi-billion dollar leviathan that is known as the lawsuit industry. Profits for some of its more creative practitioners rival those of a Fortune 500 corporation. And some of the biggest and most infamous large group lawsuits centered around asbestos.
And that is what you just were referring to. That was the beginning of mass lawsuits.
It really was. I mean, it was. I think it proved this this formula that you could put together these massive, massive classes and take on companies. And again, with pure intent in the beginning against companies that were using or manufacturing asbestos, people that were injured. But I think that there were some – what we saw was that there were lawyers that saw that they could do this with really just about anything.
Now, people talk about we're not a business-friendly country anymore. It seems like that between the patent problems and other things, one of the things is everyone's afraid of being sued. And from doctors on down, you talked about pharmaceuticals. I come out with a new product that cures cancer. But before I do that, what do I need to do? I have to invest in?
a legal defense fund. You have to assume that you're going to be sued. And a lot of these companies do. They have to set up rather than, you know, they're diverting money away from research and development into legal defense funds because the odds are that you manufacture something that's going to help somebody. If somebody else has side effects, there's a darn good chance you're going to get sued.
And it's almost as if, and you stop me if I'm wrong, Brian, that people feel like they could hit lotto. It's almost like they're playing the lottery and they hope that this suit and this cause will get them the trail to riches.
Well, we certainly have seen a lot of that. You know, we in the segment from that you had just played, we looked at asbestosis and then how and basically what some lawyers were doing was down in Mississippi and ultimately a case that got thrown out of U.S. District Court in Corpus Christi, Texas, was 20,000 former asbestosis plaintiffs also developed silicosis. And some lawyers put together another class that to sue the same funds.
But don't
same
we
companies.
See it on television every day? If you have been exposed Absolutely. To this drug or in this environment, you may have a lawsuit. We're here to protect you. And the thing is, there's no losing. What's wrong with trying? There's no payment.
Well, in most cases, fighting a class action of the order of 20,000 plaintiffs for a lot of these corporations, it's corporate suicide. You really can't – there's no way to defend it. So the business model has been when you're hit with one of these things, just settle. And that –
And knowing that, you try to hit these companies
right.
with this.
That's not lost on a lot of just really lawyers and you know that are able to put together some of these classes, and we've seen case after case of these.
And that is why you did this?
Yeah. You know, I had – read an article back. We, you know, as a producer, we have to also develop a lot of our own product. We have a development team. And I remember three years ago, I remember reading an article. It was actually about asbestosis, and it was just a great headline. It was called the $40 billion scam. I believe it was in Reader's Digest. And that's just one of those things that kind of catches your eye. And it talks about that case, the asbestosis, silicosis, what they called retreads. Right.
Now, Brian, when we come back, what you discovered in researching this, of course, more on what we'll see in Injustice, the version in which you painfully must have cut down to 45 minutes, because
yeah,
I know you get in love with these interviews if you're like anybody else here who has to put together a minute 10 package when it really should be 10 minutes, so on a daily basis. So we'll find out about that. And also, if you've been a victim of a lawsuit or if you've actually been on the award-winning side, let us know. 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kelly's here. More with you right after this. Kill Me to Friends.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
Welcome back to Kill Me to Friends, 1-866-408-7669. We're joined right now by Brian Kelly, his latest documentary is called Injustice. It's a documentary that Brian put together. It talked about how the dysfunctional tort litigation system allows fraud to flourish, results in a lack of confidence in the legal system, incredibly costly to everyone, and think about the damage it does to our economy. We're not saying that if you're abused by a company or a product, you shouldn't be able to sue. We're talking about people who are doing it for, I guess, disingenuous reasons. Am I right, Brian? Doing it to score lotto. It's like hitting lotto, never to work again. And in turn, companies don't form or companies get brought to their knees for sometimes no reason.
You know, our position in this film is pretty simple, and we tried very hard not to make it political. But, you know, if you had to sum up in just a couple of sentences, you know, what is the essence of this film? And it looks at really three of the main characters are arguably three of the most influential trial attorneys in the country over the last 25 years, Dickie Scruggs, Mel Weiss, and Bill LaRock. Mel Weiss and Bill LaRock being part of a San Diego-based law firm called Milberg Weiss, which was involved in some massive fraudulent litigation over the course of 15 years, something like that. But if you said these three guys are the three most influential or could be, you know, the three of the most influential trial attorneys in the country, they all had one thing in common 2 years ago. They were all in jail. And if you had three of the NFL quarterbacks, three of the top NFL quarterbacks or three top NFL or baseball players or NBA guys, and they're all in jail, you'd look at the sport and you say, hey, there's something wrong.
Right.
We're talking about the legal system. We're talking about, you know, one of the, you know, the pillars of our government here. And if that kind of thing can happen, I think it deserves a look.
Right. I mean, if you look at doctors now, malpractice insurance is just through the roof. I know you don't cover that exactly, but it's all related. I mean, one thing the doctor does wrong or misses, which is the human being, and they're sued, they could lose their entire practice or their rates go through the roof.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're looking at, and as you touched on, you know, when we got back from the break, we're looking at guys that broke the law. It's black and white. It's pretty clear. We're not saying, you know, are damages enough to, you know, should people have better or more readily access to the legal system? You know, we're looking at people that broke the law. We're looking at guys that were, you know, served time in prison and you know, they're representative of not of everybody in the system. And there's a lot of good lawyers out there that are doing great things. I mean, you know, and the system is by far the best system in the world.
But. Right. It needs to be changed. And it did change in the 60s. Hey, Rick, you're in Florida. Rick, you had a bad time with the lawsuit?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I, without going into all the details of it, I had some clients that ended up suing me, not because they wanted to, you know, not because they were mad at me, but because a nosy neighbor got involved that had a financial planner whose wife was an attorney. And instead of, you know, talking to them about, you know, working with them in, you know, a way as far as trying to, quote, I'll say, compete with me, his wife referred them down to an attorney that specialized in lawsuits. And, you know, what better way to get rid of the, you know, get rid of your competition than to make them look like a, you know, a crook? Well, the long story short is this couple that I actually did a very good job for, I ended up getting sued. The lawsuit was for well over $1 million, which was ludicrous. It was, you know, and they spent 3 years fighting this lawsuit, never could prove one single thing that they accused me of. The law firm that sued us, we found out, literally accumulated over $300,000 worth of attorney fees. That's not including the 6 different attorneys for the different people that they sued that were involved on our side.
So the lawyers are just cashing in here.
Oh, if you look at what it was well over $500,000 with the lawyer fees. Those people ended up settling for like $15,000, and that was in my insurance company, my E&O company, wanted to take it to court, but they thought, okay, $15,000, we'll let it go away because it'll cost a lot more than that just to take it to court.
Rick, I can't go through the whole story, but you are very bitter about this system, and you want it changed.
Oh, you've hit so many points. One of the biggest reasons we have such a problem with our health care today is because of all the lawsuits. It's driven up the cost of health care.
It's forcing doctors out of the business. It's telling people that would be great doctors, they're not going to go into it. It's not worth the investment. Am I right, Brian?
You know, one of the lawyers we talked to actually had this great line. He said, exactly right. He said, you know, doctors are afraid to stop on the side of the road to help people in an accident because they're afraid that, you know, that it's going to result in a lawsuit because they're going to take liability for stopping.
Even if they did stay in a Holiday Inn last night.
That's right.
Right. So, Brian, in Injustice, you also had something that spurred this on, and it was your own experience with Injustice.
Well, very similar to the previous caller. I had I've been in the television production, film production business, excuse me, for about 25 years. And after being in for about 5 years, I was originally started with the Discovery Channel back in the mid-80s. And when I wanted to be the guy that actually went out and made the film. So I left and I started a small company. And I had a tenant who we evicted that had a wife that was a lawyer that did basically the same thing, just kept me in the court in the courts for about 3 years.
So you evicted them, and they kept suing you, and in the end, they got what? How much from
you? Various different things. Well, no, they didn't get anything from me because we won, but my legal fees ended up totaling about $80,000.
And you thought, this is I'm going to go back to this.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's just it's a very common experience. I think a lot of people have had bad experiences with law. It's not something that's driving. It didn't drive. You know, there was no vendetta to make a film about the legal system. It really just, I think when I started doing the research, when we started doing the research and we looked into it, that, you know, the scope of the problem and, you know, my experience is minor compared to, you know, some of the millions and millions of dollars that have been, you know, milked out of companies and billions at some.
Now, Brian,
how many
trial attorneys do we have that are doing stuff like this on a daily basis, advertising on television, telling us, you know, you may have turned an ankle because of a bad sock?
You know, you see the advertisements all the time, and you know, whatever market you're in, you see the billboards. You know, as a filmmaker, I travel all over the country, and every small town, every big city, you see, you know, just trolling. Even today, trolling for asbestos lawsuits, as you said before, but trolling for pharmaceutical, you know, damages of pharmaceuticals, everything. You know, and not all lawyers are bad. We're not, you know, we certainly do not say that, but. You know, I think that what we do see, what we have seen, is that the system is set up to where, you know, the very basic tenets of right and wrong or innocent until proven guilty don't really matter, because if you can bring, right. if somebody that has a bad intent to bring a fraudulent lawsuit can put together a class of 20,000, 30,000 people and sue a major corporation, it's very unlikely that corporation can or will defend itself.
Are you optimistic, Brian Kelly, after doing Injustice, which is going to air on the Reels Network at 10, that things will change, can change?
I think things can change. Things can always get better. You know, and that's really what we wanted to do, was just get people talking, and that was our objective. I don't know what all the – I don't know the solution. I'm not on the politics side of this. I leave that up to other people, but – We just focused in on a story that we thought was compelling.
It'll have to come from the legal industry. It'll have to come from the bar.
Well, you know, we talked to a lot of lawyers, and you know, on both sides, and you know, there are lawyers that looked at what we were doing and said, you know, they just kind of they can't say what we're doing is wrong, because, I mean, look, we're just looking at people that broke the law, and they don't want to identify with those people, but they kind of cautioned us, you know, hey, the system's not that bad, but you know. I don't care, you know, if whatever industry or whatever problem was out there, people robbing more banks, I think you'd look at better bank security. And that's all we're doing here.
And some of the projects that would interest our listeners also include the Somali pirates. I mean, you rode around and almost waited for them to pounce.
Well, last year we were out in the middle of the Indian Ocean chasing pirates with the U.S. Navy and the Dutch Navy and the British Navy. So.
And you notice that it is a real threat, and these penniless pirates could do a lot of damage.
It's like the Wild West out there. There, you know, it's again just the vacuum of the law, because it's international waters and it's a very very active waterway, the Indian Ocean around the coming in and out of the Persian Gulf, Arabian Gulf, you know, it's very hard for anybody to protect all that. But, you know, piracy has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, especially in that neck of the woods.
All right. It's going to repeat Injustice. If you miss it on the Reels Network, it'll be tonight. That's Monday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Where do you find Reels on your system?
It's on Dish and DirecTV. It's not carried on all of the terrestrial cable networks. You just have to be, I think, it's a younger entertainment channel. So you have to, you know, be lucky on some of the terrestrials. But you can go to reelschannel.com and find it, and we also have it on the Injustice website, injusticethefilm.com.
And it's Reels, R-E-E-L-Z, right?
That's correct.
So that'll be something you'll see tonight in 45 minutes. You probably won't get anyone from the John Edwards family watching. That is how he made his fortune, correct?
Probably not.
Right. But he makes a few of those. He represents some people, and then he never works the rest of his life.
That is correct.
Right. Brian, congratulations on this.
Thank you
very much,
Brian.
I look forward to your next project.
Okay.
And it was a thrill having you in studio.
Thanks so much.
Hey, listen, go to killmeetandfriends.com, order the podcast, and take part in the community, and keep listening to Kill Meet and Friends.